Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Welcome to the Behind the Sports Show. This is the show where we talk about everything happening in and around the world of sports, not just the scores, but the stories, the culture, and the moments that really matter. So whether you're a diehard fan or just love a good story, you're in the right place. I'm your host, Giovanna Scroggins, coming to you live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. This episode is a special one because we will be doing a live fantasy football draft. Obviously, the NFL season is knocking at the door, and I am so excited for that. I think this season's going to be telling of a lot of teams, a lot of things that are going to be shaping, taking place. Obviously, Cowboys on the road against the Eagles to kick off our NFL season. This is going to be an exciting matchup, and I hope the Cowboys can bring some intensity to the play. And you know, Super Bowl champions, the Eagles, I think they're going to come and show up and show out for sure. Outside of that, you have the Chargers taking on the Chiefs. That's going to be an interesting game. Excited to see that. And then the Colts play the Dolphins. Some other games in week one that I'm looking at, just out of the kind of same division with the Cowboys and Eagles. You know, you have the Commanders and the Giants facing off. Commanders will host the Giants. That's going to be an interesting game. Then we have the Battle of the Bees. The Bengals and the Browns will be facing off each other in week one of the NFL regular season. I don't know about y'all. I am pumped for this NFL season. And I'm even more pumped for this whole show because, like I said, we are drafting live in fantasy. I have lots of amazing guests. They're going to be right here after the break. We're going to talk about team names, draft strategy, positions, and then you're going to stick along for the ride to see kind of where our teams end up. So don't go anywhere. You're going to want to stay and listen to this. It's going to be really insightful, especially if you're drafting and you have fantasy leagues of yourself. We'll talk about some waiver wire pickups as well, and it's going to be great. I'm super excited. We got Victoria Henderson, Mr. Two Locks, and Joe Mitchell, all of which have been on BTS before. So you're in for a treat. Stay tuned. Fantasy live draft right here on BTS coming right up.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Welcome back to Behind the Sports Show, BTS, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. I told you before the break, I'm going to say it again, fantasy live draft for this BTS episode. I want to welcome in my fellow, I guess I should say competitors, since we're all, you know, competing for the best team currently. I'm going to start right here. You know him, you love him, he's been on the show before, Mr. Two Locks. He's the founder of Sports Yard TV. He's amazing at all things when it comes to NFL and also just creating and being smart about what sports media needs nowadays. Mr. Two Locks, I want to welcome you and how are you?
Hey, G, how you doing? I'm doing good. Just living on the New York minute, getting ready for fantasy. That's all. Fantasy season is here.
Yes, yes, sir. Indeed, it is here. Well, welcome into the BTS Live Fantasy Draft. Moving on, I want to welcome, he's also been on the show before, Joe. He is the host and I guess essentially the founder of Fanatic Sports Talk, a podcast. We talked to him a couple episodes ago. Joe, how are you?
Wonderful. I don't want to get too religious, but happy football season to you.
I love it. And last but not least, I want to welcome in the one, the only, Victoria Henderson. Talk to her. She is now, it's not, episode one hasn't dropped yet, but the excitement behind the game, this podcast that Victoria has created, is certainly there. Victoria, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. Thank you for having me. This is going to be so fun.
I know. I'm so excited. And Victoria, I want to start with you because we talked a little bit about this, and I'm glad we have the dynamic, you know, two girls and two guys when it comes to this fantasy draft. But let's talk about some team names because I feel like every year team names are really important right before we get into this draft that starts in about a minute. But talk to me through some of your poppin' fantasy team names right now.
Yeah, well, I am currently life of a bow girl, playing off of Taylor Swift's album coming off, Life of a Showgirl. She is the moment, so let's lean in. But I'm really into a couple others this season. How I Met Kath, Your Mother, Teardrops on My Lamar, The Better Business Burrow.
I love all of those. I think the teardrops on my Lamar. That's a good one. I think every year it definitely the names get more creative and more creative as time goes on. Let's talk some draft strategies again. We have probably about 30 seconds before we start, but Mr. Tulox, I want to ask you, in terms of drafting, what are some good strategies you think when you're drafting, maybe in the beginning of the draft?
Yeah, if you're in the beginning, yeah, I think you can hold off on the quarterbacks until maybe third or fourth round. You think you want to get at least one really good running back, two if you can, and then the wide receiver depth is so deep, you can wait on that. So I would try to attack running backs first, since they are limited, and then go from there.
Okay, I agree. I think running backs are very limited, and we are on the clock right now. Shocker, I have the number one pick, and I'm definitely going to go the running back route. And, wow, I don't know, because I'm going to draft Chase first. Even though I do love Bijan, I'm going to get Jamar Chase. All right. So Jamar Chase at number one overall went off the board. Let's see. Okay, Bijan just went second. In terms of running backs, I'm going to go to you, Joe. What do you feel like is the best top five running backs? Obviously, we're going to probably see them come off the board pretty quickly. But what are the best fantasy value running backs currently?
I love the receiving backs. So obviously, Bijan's at the top of that list. I've been keeping my eye on Walker out of Seattle, but you've got to have the dual backs that can obviously the more downs they can play, the more opportunities for them to create stats. So that's usually my go-for.
I agree, because then it's not only about the run game, it's all about, you know, how many yards after catch they can do. All right, so at the number two, Bijan went, then number three, Jameer. Saquon Barkley went at number four, Derrick Henry went at five. We have Mr. Tulox taking CeeDee Lamb. Talk me through that.
Yeah, I maybe shouldn't have said my strategy because four running backs went back to back. So,
yeah.
I just took the best player on the board at that moment, which was CD. So I just wanted the best player.
Okay, fair enough. I mean, I agree. I still agree with you on your strategy. After CD Lamb went, we have Amon Ross St. Brown coming off the board. And Victoria, you go ahead and get Devon Achane. Talk to me through that pick.
So I'm a draft on vibes and live in the moment girl with my draft. The more research I do, the more anxious I get. And I just like the guy. I mean, I think that he's going to get a lot of opportunity this season. I think he has good vibes. And I think that, we went with him just for that reason.
Well, I'm going to come right back to you because you're about to be on the clock again after Victoria drafted Devon Achane, Justin Jefferson, which is kind of late. This is actually really interesting. Justin Jettas going in pick nine in round one after Jay Jettas was drafted. Then Puka Nacua came off the board. Back-to-back snake draft, Ashton Jeanty was taken by that 10th team. Malik Nabers was taken after Jeanty. And then now Victoria is back on the clock. Victoria, talk me through this pick.
Well, I really wanted Neighbors, mostly because his name, Good Neighbors, is such a funny fantasy name to have. I'm going to go with Nico Collins because I feel like the Texans are kind of cooking. I feel like they're not really on that many radars. Like, people aren't really talking about them that much, but I feel like they're cooking behind the scenes. So I feel like as a wide receiver, he's going to get some good plays. I feel like they're going to kind of break out a little bit more. I mean, obviously they did well last year, but at least in my circles, we're not chatting about them as much. But, I mean, he's one of the top wide receivers, so let's grab him.
No, I actually like that pick a lot, and Nico Collins. Mr. Tulox, I want to ask you, in terms of fantasy value when it comes to defenses this year, and obviously we're not going to see any defenses come off the board until some late rounds, but what are the strategies? What are the good defenses? Obviously, you want to pick a defense that's, you know, sack heavy on the interceptions. What defense are you eyeing this season?
You see, it's two approaches you can go to it, right? So, let me pick my running back really quick. Let me just.
Oh yeah, Mr. Tulox on the board. Pause the conversation real quick.
They just took Josh Jacobs. Okay, I'll take Jonathan Taylor. But, yeah, so as far as defenses, you have to see which one got an easier offensive strength of schedule. And then sometimes it doesn't matter. You just take the defense because it's good. So, like, for example, like the Rams have an easier type of schedule, but the defense not as good as the Eagles or something like that. So it all depends. It's basically who's available at that moment. Just take the best available. That's my kind of approach.
Yeah, I would have to agree with that. I am one of those people who would maybe draft a defense early if I have people that I like already. All right, so Mr. Tulux, you got Jonathan Taylor right before that. Josh Hicks came off the board. JT's not a bad pick. After that, Christian McCaffrey came off the board. Then Thomas, wide receiver out of Jacksonville, came off the board. And now we have Lamar Jackson, ooh, at quarterback, coming off the board in the second round. Let's talk about some quarterbacks going early. I mean, sometimes I think it's worth it. Sometimes it's not. But maybe for Lamar, it is. Joe, what's your opinion on quarterbacks coming off the board early?
So I feel like it's necessary to have a good, solid quarterback. I feel like your skills receivers, particularly, you know, your first, like, probably three or four picks, I expect them to score 15-ish points per match. So I think I don't see an issue with reaching for quarterbacks, you know, especially someone with a touchdown, you know, both rushing and passing, like a touchdown output that Lamar will have. You definitely can't go wrong with a pick like that.
Yeah, I agree. All right, well, stay tuned. We're about to cut to commercial, but more live BTS fantasy draft. I just took Chase Brown and Bucky Irvin back to back. We're going to have more picks coming up next right here on BTS.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
Welcome back to the rodeo right here on BTS on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. I want to get y'all locked and loaded right back into the draft. We just are wrapping up round four before we cut to commercial break. I took Chase Brown and Bucky Irving back to back. That kicked off round three. After that, Josh Allen went, AJ Brown, Drake London, Kyren Williams, Terry McLaurin was taken by Mr. Two Locks. James Cook came off the board. Amarian Hampton, I really like that pick at the third round, number eighth pick. Victoria, props to you. Joe took tight end, the second tight end to come off the board, Trey McBride. And then Jackson Smith came off the board. Well, then we have Jaden Daniels, Jalen Hurts, Tyreek Hill, AK, Devontae Adams, Mike Evans, Ladd McConkey, all officially off the board. Joe, talk to me about taking Trey McBride, which I would argue a little early, but what was your reasoning behind that?
Definitely early. Like I said, I feel like, especially at the tight end spot, I feel like, honestly, I know it goes against what I've done drafting-wise, but receivers, sometimes you can kind of stumble into, you know, based off matchups and, you know, things like that, receivers. But tight ends, however, generally are hard to replace. And if you, so I never mind reaching on running backs and tight ends, because it's hard to kind of find good, reliable 10, 12, 15-point a match players at those positions in particular.
I get that. I for sure. I am up currently. I'm having a dilemma here. I definitely want to snag another receiver here, but I think I'm gonna first go ahead and get Trayvon Henderson, who I've been really excited about this year on the Patriots. And then I think I'm going to go ahead and take Courtland Sutton at the receiver position. Yeah. I really like Sutton. Obviously, SMU boy, Pony Up Go Mustangs. Gotta give props to him, because he is from the only Southern Methodist University. So gotta give some props to him. All right, Victoria, looking at the draft board right now, you're kind of coming up. We have some picks ahead of you, but you got two running backs and you got two wide receivers. You're kind of in the position as me. I have three running backs, two receivers. What's your quarterback strategy? Is it like a very much draft all my skill players first? I know you like going off the vibes, but a lot of quarterbacks, I think four quarterbacks have came off the board already. So what's your strategy surrounding that?
Yeah, I feel like going off this draft and just who are, you know, going to be playing against, I'm planning on drafting a quarterback. I love having a good quarterback on my team just because it keeps me engaged in fantasy. And I feel like the more engaged you are in your fantasy league, the more likely you are to do well. And I'm here to win. So I'm going to pick a quarterback to keep me invested. If anybody takes Joe Burrow in the next 20 or 2 minutes, I'm going to freak out. But I also think that Joe Burrow is just like in the, you know, he's probably heading towards the peak of his career. And, you know, I think that they have such an opportunity with the offensive team they have coming up, that Joe has so much potential this season, especially in fantasy. So I'm hoping to snag him, which is looking good for me at the moment. We'll give it another minute and see what happens. But, yeah, I'm going to go quarterback and then probably grab a tight end and then add on to my running backs and receiver lineup from there.
I like it. Well, we all know who Victoria wants at quarterback, guys. Pay attention. Mr. Two Locks coming in at the fifth round, pick six, snagging Chuba Hubbard. You know, obviously we know Chuba is a talented running back. What is the upside you see with him on this Carolina offense?
Well, like I said, he steps into the number one role. He really claimed it last year, so the role is just only going to get bigger. Second year in the offense with an expanded role, I'm expecting at least 8 to 10 touchdowns from Chuba Hubbard. So if he's able to do that, and he's giving me good running back one production, and I can't be mad at it.
There you go. I mean, I think especially with the Carolina. Carolina's a sneaky team. I mean, obviously, they've been down the dumps. I don't think anybody has expectations for them, which honestly can be a good thing and can work in their favor at some point. So after Chuba was taken off the board, we have DK Metcalf coming off, and then Victoria, no shock, no surprise, takes Joe Burrow. Joe gets James Conner, running back. A lot of running backs coming off. Talk to me through that pick, grabbing James Conner.
So I feel like he's a touchdown vulture, which I love. He's not in the best spot because I think there's been talk of Kyler doing a bit more running. But I think just thinking about him from a goal line standpoint, and again, his ability to catch the ball out of the backfield makes him a kind of a dual threat of sorts for me.
I agree. All right. George Kittle just came off the board, and a little salty about that one because he definitely was going to be my next pick. There is no way I thought he was going to fall to me. Think he's going a little bit. Maybe a little bit late, maybe a little bit on time. Isaiah Pacheco just came off the board as well. Joe is back up on the clock around six, pick number two. Joe, talk to me through this pick.
So someone took Pacheco, who I was really looking forward to. So I'm kind of in a in a conundrum now. But I think, like I said, tight ends, which I tend to go overboard with tight ends, but having – multiple reliable tight ends. That's a dilemma I prefer much more than the opposite.
You know, a couple years ago in fantasy, tight ends were the singular reason I lost my fantasy, and I was down in the dumps. So, Joe gets Sam Laporta. Victoria takes Williams from the Detroit Lions. RJ Harvey came off the board. So Two Locks takes D. Swift. I think that's a pretty good pick. Victoria, talk to me about grabbing Williams. I mean, decent receiver. Obviously, you know, you have him on in that wide receiver room, but talk to me about getting Williams.
Yeah.
And you're also a Detroit fan, so.
Yeah, so Jameson Williams is one of my favorite players in the NFL. He is so freak talented, and he didn't play that many snaps over the last 2 years, and he's kind of gotten into some like off the field like minor drama, so I think people have kind of written him off, but he's maturing like every single day, minute in the spotlight, having big plays, like he's maturing. And I feel like this year, if you listen to any like Lions podcast, if you're paying attention to, you know, their practices, everyone, including players, are saying that J-Mo is going off. So they do have a stacked, you know, wide receiver bench over on the Lions. But I think that Jameson Williams is someone that they have been grooming to be able to stand right next to Amon-Ra in quality. And he's showed that he's able already. So I just think with his maturity going up and their grooming of him over the last couple of years, I think we're going to see just some massive, super fun plays, and I think he's great to watch.
I would agree with you. I think, especially that last point, he's great to watch. Does someone want to chime in? Does someone want to say something about?
I was going to say, I just wanted to grab Jameson Williams. You went two picks before me. I was like, oh my God. I actually have a season bet that Jameson Williams will have the most receiving yards in the NFL at plus 6,000. for those who are not into betting, that means $10 will get you $600. So I too foresee a big year for Jameson Williams myself.
Okay. Okay, so a big year for Jameson Williams. In my opinion, I think it's going to be a big year for the Lions in general. I am high on the Lions this season going into possibly a deep playoff run, maybe a Super Bowl appearance, but we shall see. Okay, back on the clock for me, I just took Travis Kelce because I really wanted to solidify my tight end position. Kelce is interesting because he's coming off of an obvious down year, but, you know, with the recent engagement to Taylor Swift, that's all I'm going to say about it. Victoria can tell you all about it, I'm sure. But that's all I'm going to say. And then going back to back, I'm going to go ahead and snag Pat Mahomes.
Nice.
Which I'm not mad at. I'm not mad at. I actually did want TT. I knew he was probably going to get a second, but I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that stack. Anyone can kind of answer this question. What are we thinking the Chiefs are going to pull off this season?
Say that again, I'm sorry?
What are we thinking the Chiefs are going to pull off this season in terms of them kind of going far really quickly before we cut to commercial break? Or actually, you know what? I'm going to save that question. After TT came off the board, Tony Pollard came off, then Bo Nix coming off the board is a really good pick. The Denver Broncos, I'm very high on as well this season. There's a lot of teams I'm high on, so I kind of have to make sure I solidify. But I'm looking at the Raiders this season too. I think I've said it to a couple of y'all, but the Raiders, I have my eyes on y'all. All right, more BTS live fantasy draft coming up after this break. Don't go anywhere. These teams are starting to shape, starting to form. It's going to be interesting. Stay tuned.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world. We have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Welcome back to the BTS Live Fantasy Draft right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network presented by Innovative Wellness Center. All right, picking right back off where we left off, round 7, pick 4, Bo Nixon off the board, followed by George Pickens, Dalton Kincaid, Xavier Worthy, TJ Hawkinson, taken by Victoria, Devontae Smith, taken by Joe, Caleb Johnson going off the board, then Tyrone Tracy, Quinshon Judkins, which I want to scoot back to in second. After Judkins went off the board, Warren came off the board, running back for Pittsburgh. Travis Hunter was taken, and then Justin Herbert by Mr. Two Locks was taken, Mark Andrews, and then Jalen Waddle. And now we have David Njoku coming off the board as well. Joe, I want to get your get in your mind a little bit around Quinshon Judkins. Obviously, we know the guy is a dog. He's talented. But he has a little bit of a background. Talk to me about this pick. Joe, did we lose you? We might have lost.
I'm sorry. I was muted. My bad.
Welcome back.
I would say that I, too, am a gambler, Mr. Tulock. I think while Judkins does have his issues, I think that if Cleveland wants to win, the only way they're going to be able to do it with two rookie quarterbacks and a quarterback that's literally the same age as me is going to have to be in the run game. And this kid's a playmaker, so I think this will work out well.
Sidebar: the Browns actually signed Bailey Zappe to their practice squad, which I thought was a little interesting. Okay, I want to snag over to Mr. Two Locks taking Justin Herbert. I just took Matthew Golden and Emeka Ebuka, the two rookies that I have my eye on currently, rookie wide receivers. But Mr. Two Locks taking Justin Herbert round 8, pick 5. Talk to me about that.
I'm, like I said, I'm a gambling man. I also have Justin Herbert to be MVP this year. Last year they did MVP. Win 11 games under new head coach, and they only got better. They added Omarion Hampton. Keenan Allen comes home. I just think the offense is going to be something very hard to stop, and I think the Chargers win that division for the first time in a long time. Out of them and the Broncos, one of them is going to dethrone the Chiefs for the division this year. I'm banking on it.
You know what? I would actually love to see that. I'm right there with you. And then you just took Calvin Ridley off the board, too. I like that pick. It's going to be interesting to see the connection. Have you seen a little bit of chemistry? Obviously, we haven't seen a lot of Cam Ward, but we know he's a pretty chill guy, if I must say. What is the connection you think going to be between Ward and Ridley coming up this season?
Yeah, so whenever you got a rookie quarterback or a new quarterback, they tend to lean heavy on the wide receiver one. We always see this. They treat the wide receiver one as a security blanket. No one's open? Okay, I'm just going to throw it up. Like Jaden Daniels with Terry McLaurin last year. No one's open. I'm just going to throw it up and just hope he make a play. Hope he make me look good. So I think we're going to see a lot of that with Cam Ward this year. He's just going to throw it Ridley's way and just hope like hell he makes him look good.
I agree. All right. Well, we talked a little about the Broncos earlier. Victoria picking Evan Engram tied in for the Broncos now, round 9, pick 8. Victoria, you have TJ already. Then you wanted to double down and get another dog out of Engram. Talk to me about that pick.
Yeah, I like Evan Engram. I think that the Broncos have so much potential. Obviously, they have such a good defense, and I feel like if the Broncos start to go off, I want to have him on my bench because he was out for – he only played like 9 snaps last season, coming off of a down year. So I think if he's healthy and the Broncos really start to kick it up a notch, I think he's a good person to kind of have in my back pocket as the season goes on, given that everything looks good for him, he's healthy, and if they start to make a run, I want to have him.
I would agree with that. You just took Chris Olave, too. It's so interesting because Chris Olave on the Saints, Chris Olave is a really talented route runner, in my opinion. I think he is wasting his talent a little bit in New Orleans, if I dare say. But obviously, they have a lot of rebuilding to do. Got a new head coach. A little still salty about that, being a Cowboys supporter. I'm looking at the Saints team right now. Joe, you took your quarterback, Kyler Murray, round 10, pick 2. You already have Jalen Hurts. Talk to me about snagging Arizona Cardinal quarterback Kyler Murray.
I like the runners. And most leagues, you get more points for scoring rushing touchdowns than passing touchdowns. And so that's sort of an equalizer when it comes to – like I alluded to earlier, there's a lot of talk of Kyler being more of a runner. Maybe not more numbers of runs called, but he's last year he was probably his most efficient as a runner. And so I'm hoping that continues, especially with the way the offense is moving this year.
Fair enough. Let's see, Mr. Two Lux, you take Jacoby Myers. This is interesting because the Raiders, they have a lot of new draft picks, shiny new toys, if you will, on the Raiders, and you have Geno at quarterback. What do you see in terms of Myers running this offense as a wide receiver one, hopefully?
Now, don't get it wrong. I'm not big on Jacoby Myers. I am not a Jacoby Myers fan. It's just he's going to have the volume, right? Yeah, I mean, he's going to get the reps. So out of all receivers on that team, I know they just signed Amari Cooper, but out of all the people on that team, he should see the field the most as the best receiver on the team, and I'm just banking on volume, him getting the volume and targets. That's it. I'm not saying he's great, but the targets and the volume should be there.
It should be. I actually picked him up late last season off of waivers, hoping he would do something for my team in the wide receiver position after I was riddled with injuries. Didn't work out for me, but I hope it works out for you. I really do. It's interesting. We shall see. So I really wanted Colson Loveland. After I saw that video of him singing that song, I just fell in love. So I really wanted Loveland. I think he's going to be an interesting tight end, but he's not on the board anymore. So I just grabbed Tank Bigsby, and I think I'm going to go ahead and draft my defense. I'm going to get the Baltimore Ravens at round 11, pick 1. I did it super early, but I'm kind of liking how my team's already shaping out to be. So I'm going to go ahead and get the defense that I want. And kind of go from there. What I recommend, but sometimes you got to do what you got to do.
I love it. I think that, like, whatever's going to happen in your last 3 rounds, if you have your running backs, your backup running backs, if your team's looking good and strong and you have a backup for every person or for bye week, then why not just save yourself some stress and grab onto a defense and a kicker? Like, I, in my queue right now, have my kicker and my defense because my team looks good and my running backs and wide receivers that are kind of bottom of the barrel anyway, no shade to them, but those people aren't going to be the ones who are going to help me out, and I'm going to be less stressed if I have a good kicker and a good defense ready to go. So I like the move. I know it's a hot take,
right?
But maybe the analysts can hop in and tell us why we're wrong.
Hey, all I know is Brandon Aubrey, probably the only reliable, I mean, outside of CeeDee Lamb, the only reliable Cowboys player in the last couple of seasons. Brandon Aubrey was literally, quite literally saving my fantasy last season. I mean, when he went off and he was kicking them field goals and he had like double digit points in fantasy, I was like, oh, this is great. Okay, so Victoria takes Jake Bates, kicking for the Lions. I'm not shocked. I thought you were going to go get Jared, but Jared actually went right before you picked Bates as the Lions girl in the chat. Mr. Tulox taking Michael Pittman from the Colts. Not mad at that pick. And then Joe kind of going with the defense vibes. After I took the Ravens, two other defenses came off the board, the Denver Broncos and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Oh, then we have the Vikings coming off the board now as well. I feel like when you do these drafts, once you do something earlier out of the norm, people follow suit, and then they get scared, and so then they're going to draft their things. Speaking of Brandon Aubrey, Joe just taking B-Aub out of Dallas. Talk to me about your two last picks, the Steelers defense and Brandon Aubrey.
So kind of like Victoria was saying, I'm settled with the team I have. I don't know if it's the best strategy. I hadn't won a ring in a few years, but I'm always comfortable with the team I get, and I like the idea of just, you know, being an agent of chaos and like once you, it's like you said, everyone starts scrambling. It's like, oh no, the defense is coming off, and then, you know, and first off, I get kind of like the early picks at the kickers and defense, and get reliable guys that you're gonna need, you know, that are gonna make plays, but. More importantly, I know it causes that mad scramble for everyone. So I don't know. My body's just accustomed to it. I don't know if it's good or bad, but it's what we're doing.
Yeah, dare I say, it's kind of better to get all the people, and then maybe by round 13, 14, you're like just getting scrubs who could maybe be streakers from week one, week two, or whatever into the season. Mr. Tulox picking the Buffalo Bills defense after you got Pittman from the Colts. The Bills, interesting. There's two teams, and they're pretty popular teams, who I'm not necessarily rooting for, but I would love for them to win a Super Bowl just primarily because of their quarterback. I've also been recently watching the new Cowboys little Netflix documentary, and it talks a lot about the Bills and their little stint when it came to winning Super Bowls back in the day. But taking this Bills defense, Mr. Tulox, what do you foresee? Because it gets a little slim pickings after a lot of defense comes on the board, but I still think the Bills is a not only a decent pick, it's more than a decent pick. Give me your thoughts on that.
Yeah, the Bills for the last couple of years have had very great defense. They have very consistent players that's been on the same defense. That's one thing I like, is continuity. And I picked this because the strength of schedule is going to be very easy for them. Just like the 49ers, the Bills are projected to win 13 out of 17 games this year. So if they predicted to win 13 games, I'm assuming the defense has to play a big part in that. And I do like the schedule for the Bills defense to dominate.
I don't know about y'all, but that is one thing I forget often, is strength of schedule and looking at that and how that plays into fantasy. That's something I often forget when it comes to things. All right, I am back on the clock. I think I'm going to take my kicker, and I'm going Dicker the Kicker on this one for sure. Got to get Cameron. Not my first pick. Obviously, my first pick would be Brandon Aubrey. Again, probably the only Cowboys player I would draft. but I'm okay. I'm okay with Dicker the Kicker. I'll take him. He has some upside. In one of my other drafts, it's funny, somebody was joking about getting Cam Little first overall, which if you do, that is interesting. And actually, you know what? I'm going to take my statement back about the Cowboys. I'm going to draft another quarterback, and I'm going to go get Dak. Right. I'm going to go get Dak. I take back my statements. All right. Unfortunately, we have to cut to commercial break again, and then we're going to wrap up the show, hopefully wrap up the draft as well. Stay tuned, guys. More BTF Live Fantasy Draft coming your way right after this.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. That's 800-605-1680.
Well, guys, time flies when you're having fun, and that's like the name of the game right now in this episode. We are out of time, and the draft is not over, but we're almost done. We have about one more round coming up right next. I want to thank Victoria, Joe, and Mr. Tulux for joining us. Make sure you're following at Behind the Sports Show on Instagram. We will post each person's draft results and their draft grade on our Instagram, and then you can kind of follow along on Instagram to see how our teams do over the season. Before we go, really quickly, I want to go around the block and I want to ask everyone the most excited, the person that they're most excited for on their team currently. Joe, I'll start with you.
Okay, so actually, I'm very excited, not only because this guy is going to, I believe, be a high-volume scorer this season, but also because he's the basis of my team name. Nothing beats a Jets to Holiday.
So love it, love it. Jets to Holiday. Victoria, what about you? Who's your person you're most excited for?
I think J-Mo. Same thing that I was talking about earlier. I just think he's going to be such a fun watch. Yeah, so that's the answer, consistent with what what I said before.
I would have to, okay, I would have to agree there. Ms. Tulock's person you're most excited for?
Yes, mine's not as flashy, but Dalton Kincaid, I think he can make tremendous strides and try to become a top three to top five tight end this year. So I'll see. We'll see.
Yeah, we shall see. Mine's kind of hard because I have drafted a lot of rookies, but I'm really excited for Matthew Golden on my team this year. Or I'm also looking at Chase Brown. He's going to have a really good year. Well, thanks to all three of you, Victoria, Mr. Tulox, and Joe, for joining us right here on our BTS Live Fantasy Draft. I appreciate your time and your insights.
Thank you.
All right, you can catch us right back here, same time, same place, next Wednesday for yet another exciting episode. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at Behind the Sports Show. And thanks for joining us. This was an awesome episode. Keep celebrating, keep being curious, and keep, well, I guess that was, yeah, keep being curious about what happens behind the sports, guys. See y'all next week.